Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, you got to be part of the solution. It's the only way to win. It's the only way to make something happen, to make a change. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and make sure, truly make sure that you've got the information you need. I mean, in all sincerity, in all seriousness, I know it's kind of tough, because many of you, many of us, right? We don't want to spend that time. You gotta feed your family. And don't think I don't get it, because I do. I do understand. I understand what you're going through. I understand what's happening. And look, first time I ran for office, I had a family to feed. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. I had a family to feed. And, you know, you've got all this stuff going on around you. You always say the same thing. I say the same thing. We all say the same thing. You have to be informed. You have to give up some family time. You don't want to do it. And the amount of garbage, for all intents and purposes, that you take from your so-called friends, it's a whole different animal. You know, they should be supporting you. Many of my conservative friends, or the perceived friends. And I don't say that in a nasty way. They're not really, these conservative Republicans that you perceive want to do the right thing. I'm not so sure they do. All right, I'm sorry, I know some of you are like chewing your lip right now. But which ones of those conservative friends of yours, where are they? Where do you see them? Do you see them, I guess is the first question. Where are they at? What are they doing for you? Why aren't they involved? In all seriousness, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. It is a big deal for me. Because I know you guys could be doing a million other things. And you've chosen to be with me, and I do appreciate that. More than you know. So, we got to finish this up, because in the last hour I ran out of time, because I don't know when to stop talking. It's really that simple. But the Larry Kudlow, and he starts talking about the inflation report that came out. It's the highest inflation in 40 years. With all the work that they did, for some of you just joining the show, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN network, that's the Genesis Communication Network. And after, you know, several years of them telling us, well, that's almost 2 years now, that Biden's policies were going to fix all of this, not going to happen. Today's CPI inflation report shocked Wall Street, the nation, because it was higher than they expected. What did they really? They did not. They knew what it was going to be. These guys are not idiots. They didn't become gabillionaires. Come on, think about this. They didn't become gabillionaires overnight or over the years without knowing this information. And they're pretty solid. They know how to read these reports. They know what's coming up. Why do you think the market tanked so badly? It was down like 1,200 points. After several years of excessive federal spending, regulation, taxing, money printing, we've got the highest inflation rate in 40 years. And it's so, Larry thinks it's so embedded in the economy now, it's going to spread through like the tentacles of an octopus, and you're not going to be able to get it out. Even with the significant decline, if you want to call it that, in gasoline. Overall, the top line of CPI came in at 8.3% for the year. Food is up, though, 11.5%. Energy is still up 24-25%. Electricity up 16+. Natural gas 33+. New cars plus 10. Even with a recent drop in gasoline prices, you're still looking at 20%, 26% above last year. 26. You know, I won't talk about this a lot, but I'll talk about it a little bit here. My son owns a company where they use a lot of gasoline. They have to drive a lot of places in California. There's no 5-minute, 10-minute drive in California. Everything is a half hour, 45, 1 hour. So he's been charging a little bit more, and some people are complaining about it. And I said to him, you need to tell these people, I don't care who they voted for or didn't vote for, but you need to tell these people, look, here's the deal. I'm paying 2.5 times what I paid for when I originally put the pricing down. Right? Well, it used to cost me $100 to drive around in gas for the day. It's now $200+. This is ridiculous. I can't eat that kind of money. Nobody can. If you have a delivery service or what have you, unless you go to electric bikes, and that won't be easy, you're not going to be able to swallow this either. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more ranting coming up after the break.
Not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yes, I'll get to Lindell in a little bit. Okay? You just got to relax. I do want to talk about it too, but, you know, one thing at a time. Yeah, that's pretty sick, huh? They're going after Lindell and others. Do they really think this is helping their cause? Or is it giving them a reason? Is it giving them a reason to make it harder for maybe some of those right-wing radicals, you know, Christian conservative Republicans, to get guns? What do you think? I mean, seriously. I started thinking about this, you know, some of the things that are going on and really what they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish. Well, we already know what they're trying to accomplish. Right? I mean, apparently today they grabbed his cell phone and, and now look at, I don't know how true any of this is. But the reality is, if they grabbed his cell phone, again, another one trying to get the records, right, of, I wouldn't let them have anything unless they actually had I guess they did. They had a subpoena and a search warrant. So the, yeah, you know what? You guys that are doing this on a regular basis, you need to, you kind of need to, I don't know, do it, do the Hillary Clinton thing. You need to smash your cell phone. Well, come on, think about it. If no one is above the law, and Hillary Clinton smashed her phones, hit them with a hammer, sledgehammer, before she gave them to the FBI, could you not do the same thing? I'm just curious. Lindell claims on Tuesday night that the FBI, yeah, I know, it's jump stories, it's okay, you deal with it, seized his cell phone while he was at the Hardee's restaurant. Lindell also posted on social media his grand jury subpoena from a federal prosecutor in Colorado. He said, they took my phone, and they declined to comment to the local news sources who asked. Lindell claimed the FBI, now they declined. If they were not having an investigation, if they were not doing anything, they would have said, no, he didn't take his phone, he's lying. Now, Lindell claimed that the FBI was looking for information on fellow election fraud conspiracy theorist Dennis Montgomery. They're looking for the terabytes from Dennis Montgomery, Lindell further told the Beast. I hope they lift the gag order. Lindell also expounded on his legal situation. He said, the FBI came after me, took my phone. He said they surrounded me in Hardee's and took my phone then that I run all my business, everything with. What they've done is weaponize the FBI, and it's disgusting. See, I would have gone down to, like, Sprint or T-Mobile or whoever he has. Hey, my phone is stolen. Can you wipe it out? See, you can, with iPhones especially, you can wipe out the darn thing remotely. Why not do it? Like I said, Hillary did it, and the people around Hillary did it, and that seemed to be fine, that seemed to be okay. So Lindell should be able to do it and use the Hillary defense. I think that's what we should have now, too. We should have the Hillary defense. So, I don't know how far this goes. I mean, he's got the money to hire the attorneys he needs. And here they are. Don't tell me that they didn't target him, and not just because they think he's a conspiracy nut. Right? He said they took the phone. They told him not to tell anybody. Here's an order. Don't tell anybody. He said, okay. And then he did. Why not? Look, this is unnecessary. It really is, because they know that the norm, especially with people like Lindell, Trump, and others, the norm is to go to their attorneys and say, we need to see your client. We need to see him in here first thing Tuesday morning. Tell him to bring his phone. This is how they've always done it in the past. I mean, the same thing with, you know, Hillary. Look, they made an appointment with her. They didn't show up. They made an appointment with her. They spent 3 hours there, and she set the terms. They walked in the door. She's like, put your phones in this basket here. You're not to record anything. You're not taking any notes. But I'll answer your questions. And they said that was fine. Who's running who in that situation? Seriously. Lindell also showed a copy of the subpoena dated September 7th. Signed by an assistant U.S. attorney in Colorado. An official criminal investigation of the suspected felony is being conducted by an agency of the United States, a federal grand jury in the District of Colorado. A document that Lindell claimed was a subpoena on his nightly show said, as a subpoena recipient, you are not under any obligation of secrecy. However, we request that you not disclose the existence of the subpoena for any for an undefined period of time. In other words, keep your mouth shut until we tell you you don't have to keep your mouth shut. Right? Lindell's been linked to all kinds of stuff, right? At least another ongoing investigation related to campaign funds for his colleague and fellow election denier, Tina Peters. Peters, the county clerk in Mesa County. She's facing multiple felony charges for allegedly breaching her own county's voting machines. She leaked the data to conspirators shortly after the leak. Right now, Peters attended Lindell. It was really funny. So nobody has been charged across the country, right? Nobody has been charged who erased data on these machines before they legally were supposed to. They're supposed to hold it for a period of time. Different states are a little longer, certain states are a little shorter. There were probably, what was it, four or five states that wiped out the data before they could get to it. Because they said they ran out of room and needed it for the next election. Because nobody knew how to take the memory card out. It's just nuts, right? Anyway, so shortly after the leak, Peters had attended Lindell's August 2021 Cyber Symposium on quote-unquote supposed voter fraud. After which, she went into hiding. And Lindell kept hiding her. In April, following Peter's arrest, Lindell told the Daily Beast that investigators had not approached him about the breach. Lindell has repeatedly claimed to have given Peter significant gifts, including a flight on his private plane en route to an election conspiracy conference, as well as a campaign contribution of up to $800,000, which exceeds the limit of $65. I want real information. I want to know for real. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
What would the Inflation Reduction Act do to reduce inflation? That's the question asked by a reporter to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Tuesday. She appeared to flounder.
Experts, economists have said themselves that this would
The exchange came the same day the U.S. announced an uptick in inflation to 8.3%, according to the Consumer Price Index. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and an ally of former President Donald Trump, said Tuesday his cell phone had been seized by the FBI. Lindell said the seizure took place at a Hardee's drive-thru while he drove back to his home in Mankato, Minnesota. And Queen Elizabeth's coffin has arrived at Buckingham Palace. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Hey, listen up. I got a question. You know, we're talking about like Mike Lindell. Now, whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, I don't really care at this point. All right? What I want to know, for real, is would you take what he's taking to save democracy? And when I say that, I mean, he could just give all this up. He doesn't need this aggravation. He'd be making money. And I know some of you are going to say, he's got millions, so it's not a big deal if he loses. But he could. He could lose his freedom. Right? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? I'm not asking you for anybody else. Are you willing to do that? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But are you willing to give up your freedom? Would you be willing to put it all on the line for this? Again, I got to tell you, Tammy and I have given things up because of this job, because of the stance that we take. I'm not looking for pity. I'm not looking, well, you're the hero. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can do it too. You can still survive. It's a little tougher, but you can still survive. And you really do. You truly, really do. You're going to have to stand up to these bullies one way or the other. And that's what's happening right now. These guys are standing up to these bullies. It's not going over well. They're not liking it. And they're gonna peg any right-wing conservative, any of them, right, as being MAGA extremists. There's no way around it. You can believe what you guys want. There's no way around it. They're looking to tag you. They're looking to nail you as the, you know, next nut job. And I wouldn't let them do it. I would speak out. I wouldn't let them do any of this. All right. Hey, Capital One. The economy's going so great that, let's see, other lenders are tapping the brakes on auto loans. And I had heard that, you know, they were cranking along. There wasn't any real problems. But Capital One, one of the biggest loan auto loan people, they've announced plans to curtail their auto financing business. They cite that it's a much more challenging market environment nowadays. I wonder what that means. Capital One CEO Richard Fairbanks said during the bank's latest quarterly earnings call that the move is in response to pricing dynamics created by some competition leaders. They've contributed to profit margins tightening in the bank's auto lending. These guys make $1 billion in the auto world. I mean, I don't know this to be true, and I'm not expecting it to happen, but I would imagine 10 or 15% of these loans would go bad. These guys would still make money. Here you go. The bank said it made about $10.3 billion in auto loans during the second quarter of 2022, which is down about 12%. It was $11.7 billion in the first quarter. And auto originators were 20% below the nearly $13 billion loans that Capital One made in the second quarter. Now, many auto lenders have raised pricing as rising interest rates drove higher marginal funding costs, but others kept the pricing relatively flat. So, in other words, you know, you're trying to move cars, so they try to keep the interest rates down so they can get loans to move the cars. Now, a few large players and credit unions, they've not moved at all. They're just kind of like, you want the loan, this is what it is, end of discussion. So anyhow, you just, you know, you look at this, and Capital One wasn't the only one who did this. Citizens Financial Group also plans to taper back its consumer lending. Now, they at least had the guts to say, what we're worried about is the concerns over the recession. But when nobody told them. I guess nobody from the White House called them and told them we weren't in a recession. What's the problem? They want to talk about how the recession will impact businesses. Now, the bank's CEO, Bruce Van Saun, he said that during the second quarter, the bank aimed to put mortgage and auto lending on a stable path to start to reduce auto originations. So, and even house loans. I don't know. Anybody know how they're doing house loans? I mean, the interest rate's hitting 5%+ here in California anyway. It really drives the prices up. Credit acceptance is a what they call a subprime auto loan. In other words, your credit doesn't have to be perfect to get along with these guys. They've sounded a bigger alarm over the impact the economy had on loan performance in the second quarter. The lender reported a decrease in forecast collection rates. Well, again, the deal is, now they're making marginal loans. They're making loans with people that have had credit issues in the past or even a bit of a slow pay down. Look, it happens. People are, maybe they're not making as much money in their jobs. Their hours have been cut back. You know, food costs are up. What are you going to do? You're going to pay the car? You're going to make the car payment? You're going to feed your family? What are you going to do? Maybe you'll juggle them back and forth. I mean, seriously, everything affects everything here. Now, they say it's likely to a few factors. Right? Maybe they don't want to get in trouble with the White House. They went on to say, obviously, the end of the stimulus and supplemental unemployment benefits, perhaps it took a little while for consumers to work through the savings they had accumulated. And then I think the other thing is that's impacting the consumer out there is just the whole inflation environment. So, but the ones that did well were credit unions. But it's different with credit unions. Totally different. Right? They have to make money, but it's not as much as the banks make. I mean, credit unions work totally different. You should look it up so they can see exactly how they move, how they do, how they set their rates. Because the owners of a credit union are the people that are giving money to the credit union, that save money. They're the ones. You don't have those other kinds. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. All right. This, I love this stuff. This is the stuff I really love. You know, we talk about rhinos. We talk about people who like things to be status quo. I think what happened today is that Lindsey Graham did not take the proper medication again. So, you want to talk about trying to sabotage midterm elections? You talk about ginning up the Democrat base to get them out? You want to get them out? Well, Lamb, that's a good name for him. Graham has been busted. Right? He's trying to set us up for major fails during the midterms. You know why? You heard today. He introduced legislation this week that would ban abortion nationally after 15 weeks. If he really wanted this, come on, think this through with me. He knows it's not going to go through. It's impossible for this to happen. Right? So what he's going to do is he's going to put Republicans in a position where if they vote against it because they know it's not going to go through anyway, they're going to be railed on by Republican voters. If they vote for it, they're going to be railed on by the Democrat voters. They're going to give them more of a reason to come out and vote. He knows exactly what he's doing. And Mitch McConnell is with him because Mitch could can this thing in a heartbeat. Right? This will do nothing but help the Democrats. We're going to have an election in 2022. The inflation report today was, in my view, bad news for American consumers, according to Graham's statement. He said inflation's not getting better anytime soon. In fact, it's going to get worse. Crime's on the rise. We have a broken border. But having said all of that, the abortion issue in America has always been part of our political discourse. It will continue to. So if it's always been part, and it will continue to be, why can't you wait? What was the problem with waiting a little bit longer? If you truly believe, as he said in his statement, that the Democrats will lose the House in 2022, shut up and wait. However, the reaction from Democrat and independent voters to the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade has shown that abortion could be a galvanizing issue against Republicans. So why do it? So I'm seeing your host. I'll be back in a little bit. As soon as I calm down, we'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Show me TV, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? We want you part of the solution. We want to make sure that ultimately you're informed enough to make things happen, right? I mean, somebody just sent me a meme. I think this is great. Back in 1987, Ronald Reagan in a speech said, "You keep voting Democrat, one day they're going to restrict your freedoms. They're going to restrict your history. They're going to restrict your safety. All in the name of professional victims that don't understand the consequences of their ignorance." Which is why they hate him. Hated and hate. Now, I know some of you say, well, yeah, but look, he won all those states by a landslide. He did this, he did that. Well, that was great. That was in a day when the Democrats and others had a different mindset. Right? I mean, seriously, I won't say we all got along so well, But when we actually were looking to make the country better in a big way, totally different now. Even from within our own parties. Look at the Democrat. We'll just stay with the Democrats for a second. If you're in the Democrat Party and you are for choice, you are pro-choice, pro-life, if you would. I'm sorry, not pro-choice, but pro-life. There's no room for you. That's according to Pelosi and others. No room for you. Right? I mean, they've said it come out over and over and over again. They gave Dianne Feinstein, they gave her a ration of garbage. Why? Because she hugged Lindsey Graham after one of the hearings. Think about that. Because you can't possibly be the... Now, listen, they're talking about they're the ones that are nicer. Love Trump's hate, all that stuff. They don't mean any of it. You know that. That's why I said there is going to be no way for compromise with them in any way, shape, manner, or form. Right? How are you going to do that? I find it all of it, I find amazing. Because you and I both know, we've come too far apart. This is why I said, I don't want one. I don't know how you're going to avert a civil war at this point. Look at what's happening. Look at who's getting arrested. Look at what's going down. And even Democrats are screaming foul to a big degree. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And many economists are coming out because Biden screams still. This is still Trump's issue for Biden. Right? Everything is Trump's issue. And it's just amazing to me. This is the party of non-responsibility. Remember, I kept saying it during Obama's reign, if you would. I kept saying, you know, that nothing is his fault. Everything was George Bush's. Remember? Everything. Anyway. So, Washington Examiner's got a piece out today. It says, look, enough is enough. Most people want Biden to fix the economy, so quit blaming MAGA and do something. How MAGA still has an effect on the economy, he can't explain that away. There's no way he can. Majority of voters in a recent poll said that Joe Biden needs to move past the 2020 election, its aftermath, fix the economy, rebuke his string of attacks on MAGA. In the latest Rasmussen report, 58% said that they want the president to focus on the economy, especially gas prices. Now, he asked if they agreed or disagreed with the statement Joe Biden should quit blaming MAGA Republicans and get working on the economy. 58% said yes. Stop blaming MAGA, get to growing. 38% disagreed. 38%, sorry. Voters were also split on a similar question about the MAGA Republicans as to whether they were a threat to democracy. Now, the poll in September asked in the September 1st speech, Biden said Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans represent extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 48% of likely U.S. voters agree with the quote. 36% who strongly agree, 47% disagree with Biden's slam on MAGA Republicans. 39% strongly disagree. The pollster added that 80% of Democrats agreed with Biden's quote about the threat of MAGA extremism, while 76% of Republicans disagree. Voters who are not affiliated with either major party say 40% agree with Biden and 53% disagree. Now, that doesn't sound like an overwhelming amount of people think that MAGA is dangerous. Now, what's funny is the Democrats will now say that's because they're not paying attention. Right? This is why we're not going to be able to come together. the news has painted such a picture of Republicans, of MAGA people, Trump supporters, of patriots, period. People that want to keep their guns, want to keep their religious freedom, want to be able to speak about God, country, and protecting themselves, painted them as people of treason. It couldn't be further from the truth, really. Again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show, writing me notes. I really do. All right. Let's move on. He's got, you know what? He's got to stop this stuff. He's doing nothing. He is doing nothing but dividing the country even more. Now, everybody was so worried, so sure that Donald Trump was going to turn himself in when he went to Washington, D.C. earlier. But finally, he put out, hey, look, I mean, I love the way he does this. He plays them to no end. He lets them hang themselves. And he finally came out with why he was really there. Now, I think it was Saturday, YouTuber Andrew Layden, he shared a video that he captured of the former president arriving in the nation's capital. Most of the speculation online, well, it concerned the ongoing federal investigation into former presidents following last month's unprecedented raid on the Mar-a-Lago estate. So they were speculating that he came to D.C. to turn himself into federal authorities. Now, I love it because in the picture, he's got a caption on there that goes, here's Donald Trump arriving unannounced tonight at Dulles outside of D.C. Nobody knows why. He's in what appeared to be a white golf shoes and a golf shirt. He gets into a blacked out SUV. Very, very interesting. They're looking. They're just looking for it. You know, this is how sick they are. They want it to happen so bad they don't even care if he's guilty. That's sad. And yet, not a word about what Eric Holder did. Not a word about what Hillary Clinton did. Not a word. So then he goes to the reporter digs a little deeper. He wants to know. He said, look, something weird is going on. No one knows why Donald has arrived. Nobody. We need to get it out there. We need to find out why he's here. Who are these people? Who cares? Right? One guy says, I settle. This is an NBC commentator. I'd settle for a negotiated self-surrender to be arranged, but that's a lot to hope for. See what I mean? He's already guilty. I love it. I think this is hilarious. Now, the DOJ is likely to hold off on charges. Matter of fact, if there are even any forthcoming, there was an unofficial 60-day rule that's always been followed by the DOJ. The Department of Justice avoids making any decision that could affect how people vote in an election because they know how much they could sway it. Right? Not going to stop anytime soon. Look, these guys are going to do everything they can to tank Trump in any way they can. And everybody on the left, the news sources on the left, are screaming that Trump is going to face a number of charges in connection with his investigation in the January 6th attack. Why do you think they're going after all these people? It isn't because they actually have information on them. They are looking for information. Right? I mean, seriously, they are looking for information against him. They're looking to twist and pull and do whatever they need to do to make it look like he's done something wrong. And yet, Democrats who have pushed for violence are still walking the streets. And then tell me there's no two-tier system. Because I'm not buying. Not that dumb. So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you've spent with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Do nothing stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.